Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. We're going to start you out this morning, our Saturday morning groove, with a little Tupac featuring Dr. Dre and Roger Troutman. Now, this particular tune, I'm going to send out to Lizzie. She's going to check us out. We're going to tune her up a little bit. Let's get busy. California love. You like that, Lizzie?
Making money.
Now I'm going to back this up with a little Santana featuring Rob Thomas. Let's go. Come on, Lizzie Martinez. About that. I got one more for you, Lizzie Martinez.
You never make mistakes, so take your weight over me.
Lizzie, I'm just showing off now. I believe in Jesus. DJ Dove. Now that music was for Lizzie Martinez. She just shouted out to me on my Facebook page. She said, hey, and she didn't know that she was going to get all of that. Yes, this is KingScottRadioTV.com. I am DJ Dove, and we just flexed a little bit. Do you all feel me? Now we're going to get into some other music here and see what our Saturday morning groove is going to be. We have a lot more coming up. We just getting started. It's going to be a good Saturday. Let's go. The Saturday Morning Groove on KingScottRadioTV.com. The Bee Gees.
I know you rise in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander apart from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love and your song.
right, ladies and gentlemen, that was just a little excerpt of Eddie Murphy and James Brown. And, you know, we here at KingScottRadioTV.com, we have a sense of humor. So we just thought we'd just throw that up in there since it's Saturday, and we're going to just continue to have some fun. We have all kind of surprises coming up today. Let's get on our way. Now, this is going out to Tess. What a fool believes.
Barbershop Harmony, that's cool, right? We got some new hip-hop in Monte Carlo, Georgia for y'all tonight. Yo, Brick,
I'm sick of packing all these dimes, slaying down for smoking all the marijuana, chilling with pretty mamas from Havana in the Bahamas. Most even trying to see me hot like I'm in the sauna, and I'm just trying to get you loose.
Everybody I know, tell them it's not a joke. Me and BZ in the 6-4, sitting real low. About to roll to the riverside, put that liquor to the side. Ain't no need for getting high, stay alive.
Because I don't want to be left and burning. I'm with Anthony Thomas, my last breath. Dressing doors and blues. Holy Spirit got me under.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are in our Saturday morning groove. We are having a mighty good time. We are doing a little of this and a little of that. You're hearing little excerpts of movies and some jokes, and we're playing some music. So, you know, on a Saturday, everybody's trying to fund. For those of us who work that 9-to-5 Monday through Friday, we need to get loose a little bit on Saturday morning. We're going to do some more music. I think I'm going to break out some little jazz. I'm not sure. You know, we're going to have to just see how we're going to roll for the rest of the day. KingScottRadioTV.com. I am DJ Dove, and we're here to have a good time.
Thank you. what's happening, CC. They still call it the White House, but that's a temporary condition too. Can you dig it, CC? To each his reach, and if I don't cop, it ain't mine to have. But I'll be reaching for you, cause I love you, CC. Right on. There's a lot of chocolate cities around. We've got Newark, we've got Gary. Somebody told me we got L.A. And we're working on Atlanta. You're the capital. Get down. Can't you feel my breath? All up around your neck. Hey, CC, they say you jive and game and can't be changed. But on the positive side, you're my piece of the rock and I love you, CC. Can you dig it? Hey, we didn't get our 40 acres and our mule, but we did get you, CC. Yeah. Game on, yeah. Moving in around, yeah. God bless CC and his Vanilla Suburbs. Are you with me out there? And when they come to march on you, tell them to make sure they got their James Brown pass. And don't be surprised if Ali is in the White House. And Reverend Ike, Secretary of the Treasury. Richard Pryor, Minister of Education. Stevie Wonder, Secretary of Fine Arts. And Miss Aretha Franklin, the First Lady. Are you out there, CC? A chocolate city is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its Vanilla Suburbs. Can y'all get to that? Easing in your stuff. Can't get enough. New York, I'm told.
Yeah, we're gonna bust loose, grooving on a Saturday morning. DJ Dove.
Bust the loose, give it a break now.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, back in the day, we was jamming off of that particular song. When that came on, everybody was up on the dance floor, shaking it and making it. Boy, we had a mighty good time. I just thought I would take you back for a moment with some good old school music. We played Chocolate City. We played Bootsy Collins. The name is Bootsy. I mean, this is what was going on back then. The music that is played now is different. To me, is not as creative. That's just my opinion. But back in the day, we were jamming hard. And I know a lot of people would say, yes, we were. We called them discotheques and all that. Boy, oh boy. My. So we're going to get to some smoother music. This is our Saturday morning show, the Saturday Groove, and we just kind of jump all over the place to do our thing. I've been talking to people on Facebook and getting texts in and doing a couple of dedications, so we're just having a good time. Now, tomorrow we're going to be doing something totally different. King Scott Radio TV Studios just does a lot of different things, and we have that kind of flexibility. I am DJ Dove, and we are going above KingScottRadioTV.com.
When you are jealous, when you are envious, you don't want what other folk have, you just don't want them to have it. They don't want that little coat that he got on, because it don't fit them. I wish I had a witness. It was made for Joseph. It will not fit them, but they don't want him to wear it. And the favor that God has on somebody else's life does not fit you, because it wasn't made for you, but you don't want them to have it. You know you can't sing like her, but you don't want to hear her. I wish I had some noise here. You know you can't pray like him, but you don't want to hear him. You know you can't teach like her, but you can't stand her. God's favor for somebody else won't ever fit you.
Yeah, that was Pastor Roy Wilkins, and that's a preaching man. I can't preach like him, but Lord, he has it. See, I've learned in my lifetime that I don't have to be jealous of anybody's talents, because I have my own. You can't do the things that I can do, and I can't do some of the things that you can do. So he's telling the truth. You know, we get out here and we want to destroy people's characters and say bad things about them, and then they want all the people around them to look down on the person and kick them to the curb and all that. But God knows. Oh, God knows exactly what to do. And you have to trust him that things are going to work out in your favor. There's a lot of jealous and envious people in this world for whatever reason. In their minds, they think that their reason is good enough, but it's not, because the Bible says, love ye one another as I have loved you. Now, we're going to get back to some music. Saturday Groove, we just do all kinds of things. This is a different kind of show, and KingScottRadioTV.com is evolving into a lot of many things, but we had to come through some tragedy. I just want you to know, we had to come through some tragedy, some backstabbing, some downright dirty things And yet we still survive. We're still here. We're still broadcasting to 1.8 million people. And guess what? We were at 1.6. We've grown. So God is good and worthy to be praised. That's why in everything that you see that happens with this radio and TV station, I always give the praise to God, to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't care what you do. I don't care who you praise. Maybe we're praising the same person. Maybe we're not. But for me and my house, this is what we do. King Scott, RadioTV.com. So we're going to take a minute to shout out to the parents that are up and they had to take their child to the sports event that they had to pay for. So somebody know what I'm talking about. You know, you got your peewee football, you got all kind of little sporting events, you got your cheerleading competitions, you got a whole array of different things that parents get their children involved in, but the responsibility falls solely on them. Now there are times when it's just one parent, the mother or the father, because the other person is missing. But I'm here to shout out to everybody. I know situations come up and we get ourselves involved with things that are not in the plans. So we have to make the adjustments. You got parents out here right now standing in that cold with a cup of coffee and they're watching little Ray Ray run up and down the field. He may be running. I don't know. You know, kids get out there and they say, I'm tired. It's not like the good old days. But then you get some out here that can run. I know one of my listeners, her name is LaFay, and her grandchildren are out there doing their thing. And they're older, but they're really excelling in their football careers. And she gets on Facebook and she talks about her grandson. I think he's a quarterback, and how he throws that ball. You know, women have their own way of talking. And I'm sure that she has other family members out there. I think one of her sons is actually a coach. And we communicate that way. We communicate through Facebook. We on our Instagram page. We have a lot of different ways of reaching out to people because we are in the 21st century and we have to make our way through some of these mediums. Now, I don't like all of them because you can get in some trouble, and I have gotten into some trouble, but God knows my heart and he knows what I will do and what I won't do. So certain things I don't entertain here on King Scott Radio. One thing in particular, when I'm on my Facebook page, because we have about close to 5,000 followers on our Facebook page, I see women get on there and they got their legs in the air and they got their boobs out and all that kind of stuff. And just so you know, where KingScottRadioTV.com stands, I delete them. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to keep it real. I don't have all the time in the world to delete everything I don't like. You get to it, you delete as much as you think that's inappropriate, and you move on. But you can't be on Facebook 24/7, and every little thing that comes up, it's on your page. So there are times when you may see something on my Facebook page. If it's too sexual, trust me, I'm getting to it. It just takes time. I was accused one time of some kind of way someone put a photograph on my Facebook page and this young fella came in my office and attacked me because I use Facebook as a marketing tool. And I'm like, I didn't know she was a porn star. I was just building my, that's when I had, you know, like 500 listeners or 500 people following. Then it went up to 1,000, then it went to 2,000, and we just kept building. But some things slipped through, and this person felt had enough confidence, and they also had it accomplished. You know, when people want to do wrong by you and spoil your good name, they always gang up in a group. You know what I'm talking about. They gang up in a group and they come in and attack you, trying to say that you're doing something inappropriate. But the only person that King Scott Radio TV and Kevin T. Scott lives for is Jesus. People gonna have negative opinions about you. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Everybody's not gonna like you. I saw this gentleman last night. I was at a store and I saw him, and I remember when he was going through some very difficult times, and the station gave him some money. That's right, gave him some money. And he thinks that he has aught with me, and he didn't want to speak. But when I was giving him that money, I was good. See, people will do you like that. That's just life. That's just like you treat a person well and they turn around and stab you in the back. That is life. It's not a whole lot we can do about it other than plead it to Jesus, because Jesus knows. He knows what you did, how you did it, and what your intentions were. You can fool man or woman, but you can't fool Jesus. Did you hear me? You can't fool them. Somebody say, amen. I can't fool them either. So you know what my intentions are. So I just thought I'd throw that in there, because people are just strange at times. That's why the Bible talks about just being about him, believing and trusting in him. Because man and woman, children, will fail you, even your own children. And somebody know what I'm talking about. So we're going to get back to our music. We're going to have some more fun. We have probably another 10, 15 minutes to jam here on our groovy Saturday with DJ Dove. And then we're going to shut it down. I'm going to send it up and you're going to hear it right here on KingScottRadioTV.com.
When midnight rings, I'm in bed listening.
Okay, we have arrived. We've done our Saturday morning groove show, and we're going to come back on the air later in the day and do our night show. It's called Night Moves, when we play some romantic music for the lovers, the couples, and all of that. And, you know, we're just going to go through the day. I'm going to watch a little college football and just take it real easy. I put my time in Monday through Friday, and we're doing our thing right now. This is the flexibility that King Scott Radio TV has, and we going to come back tomorrow, and we'll be preaching, we'll be teaching, we'll be doing all sorts of things. So the station does a lot of different type of shows. So I don't want anyone to say we're biased in any one direction. We're out there doing our thing. KingScottRadioTV.com. I am DJ Dove. We're going to play this last tune, and then we're going to call it a day for right now. KingScottRadioTV.com.